Hey.
Is this working? Sorry, they have to bug me.
This is our bronze level class.
Okay, so I heard that we want to do foxtrot, right? Or anything particular, ballroom? And then you have routine already for the foxtrot. Do you think we could dance it together somehow? Let's try. I'm going to play some music and we're going to try to do it. If you don't have a partner, just go by yourself. Not that you have a choice. Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, slow. Guys, can we do it one more time? Sorry, we're going to just time it together. So, I believe we're doing feather, reverse, feather finish, three-step, nature turn, closed impetus, feather finish, reverse turn, check, basic weave, change of direction.
Change basic weave, start over. That's really what we've been.
But basic weave, how do you go from the basic weave? Change of direction.
Three-step in the corner. Well, I guess you could.
So you did basic weave and then you did three step and then?
Natural turn. Closed impetus, turning one, turning in half. Three step, reverse turn.
Okay, so it's a bit more complicated. Change direction. Okay, so let's get at least to the end of the first line first. Okay, so this is, guys, I'll count 5, 6, 7, 8, and we're gonna all start together. Make sure that there is no one standing too close to you or in front of you, so you're not gonna run into them. Okay. Do you do prep step?
We do.
Everyone. Okay, so we're gonna do this. I'm gonna count 1, 2, 3, 4, so you know that on 5, 6, 7, 8 we're gonna do prep step. Do you do prep step both directions or just to the right, gentlemen?
Both.
So you're doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
Yes? Everyone? Or?
We'll
yes?
Try.
Okay. Do you do prep step usually?
Yeah, one more time.
So, do we do this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Or do you just do 5, 6, 7, 8? Which one? The first or the second? The first, right? Okay, let's do this right now. I'm going to count 5, 6, 7, 8, and this is, we're going to start your prep step. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That way we're going to go all together. Okay? Take the partners, please. Let's do it one more time. Six, seven, eight, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, slow, quick, quick, 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 slow, quick, quick. Not bad. Not bad at all. Okay. So guys, tell me, what are the major issues with the foxtrot for you?
Something that could rise throughout the heel turn.
Okay. What else? We're going to work on heel turns separately. That's kind of... Yes? Mm-hmm. What particular in there?
Mm-hmm. When he dances with a lady, mm-hmm. he's worried about pulling on her, mm-hmm. but having the right amount of body connection without forcing too much
mm-hmm. I see.
By that.
I see. Okay. So, anything else? So, we have heel turns, we have frame and connection. Is it rain outside, or is this AC working? Okay. So, first let's go for the heel turn, and then we're going to go. So, when you do heel turns, we're going to go both heel turns to the right and to the left, right? So, footwork going to be the same, and the action going to be the same for both men and women, okay? So, look, if, for example, we're going to do reverse turn, guys, learn how to do heel turns too. Look, if we're going to do, for example, reverse turn, right? We're going to go back, arrive on a soft knee first. Now, we're going to continue collecting. So, see, I do not put this foot on the toe. At the end of the collection, I'm going to turn on my right foot. So my weight is still on the right foot. Feet are together. Right? From there, I'm going to transfer my weight to the left foot. And then if we're doing reverse turn, no toes there yet. No toes. Not on the foxtrot. If you do waltz, might be foxtrot. What you need to do, you need to continue rolling through your foot. So see, I'm going to use my ankle and my knee. I'm going to continue to go forward. At the end of that action, I'm going to actually go on two toes. And then I'll proceed to the step. That way, I'm going to have a continuous movement. If I go on the toes at the end of the heel turn, I'm going to actually rise like I would do in waltz. And we'll go down. So this is what we don't want to do in the foxtrot. We want to make sure that the movement continues. So what we're going to do, slow, quick, quick. So see right now, I use the rolling action because my body won't stop moving, right? So I continue to move. So first I was on the right foot at the end of the heel turn. Now, on the first quick, I'm going to transfer my weight to the left foot. And as I'm transferring my weight, I'm going to continue to roll through the foot. So first my weight was on the heel. I continue to move from heel to the middle to the ball of foot. As it happens, in order for me not to fall, I have to use my knees. I still didn't lift my heel off the floor. From here, I'm going to continue to move my free foot. At the end of that action, as I'm still on the left foot, I'm going to go off. I'm going to lift my heel off the floor. And I'm going to use it to push, receive my weight. And then we'll lower. So you see, my level stays the same then. If at the end of the heel turn, I'll go first on the toes, and I'll go from here, it's much easier just to lower from here. So I want to make sure that you actually use your legs to continue and make a more continuous step. All right? But I want to really use my standing leg. Look again. Slow, quick, quick. All right? So I don't go on the foot. I use my standing leg for as long as physically possible. So I'm still standing on the left leg, still on the left leg, still on the left leg. Then I arrive on the right leg and then I collect. So I don't go on the right. I go from the left. So I want it longer. So I want to stay on this leg. So imagine if I have to pick up this leg and I have to go over this foot for as long as possible, this is where I have to be still. Right? So I don't want to go on the foot because that's when my body moving. I want to make sure that right now my whole spine is going there from the standing leg. Okay. So now let's do the heel turn other direction, right? So still we're doing mostly nature and reverse turn for the lady, but guys, I just want you to learn how to do the heel turn because it's going to be the same thing for you, right? So if I'm doing the nature turn, I'm going back. First, I need to arrive on the foot. Still collecting with the heel, dragging the heel. As we're almost together, we're going to turn on the left foot. So my weight is still on the left foot. Now I'm transferring my weight to the right foot, and the action will be the same. So I continue to roll through my foot, use my ankle, use my knee, move my free foot, push from my right foot, and then get on the foot. But it's going to be toe heel. Yeah. Okay? So one more time. Look, I go slow, quick, quick. All right? And then by the end of the step, of course, I want to collect my foot. So I don't want to go and finish. I want to make sure that this knee actually goes with me. So look. See? This knee proceeds to go with me instead of actually pushing off the floor and leaving part of my body there. So I want to make sure that my whole spine goes together with me. Right? So I use my standing knee and move it with me. Okay? Look one more time. Slow. Oops. Quick. Feet are together. From here, guys, don't go on the toe immediately. So don't do this. All right? Start moving forward. And as you move forward, this is when you're going to lift your heel off the floor. So don't go immediately after you finish the heel turn on toes. Start the movement and then push on the toe. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's do one more time. And slow, quick, quick. Don't go on the toe, Philip. Yeah, and also not picking up feet, right? So no, right? Foot has to go to the floor. Do you have napkins by any chance? Paper? Bring it on. So, whenever we go in from the top, for example, waltz or within the fox shot. Thank you, I'll just... So look, whenever we go in from the top, okay, good, right? This is what I want to do. I want to make sure that as I move, my feet stay on the floor. So I don't want to do end, right? So same thing, look, as I'm going to go. Now, it's not going to be a correct footwork because I cannot lift my toes off the floor. But if I'm doing a heel turn, your feet have to stay, right? So of course, if I'm doing correct footwork, I'm going to collect and go, but my feet are never leaving the floor, right? Yes, Samut? Okay, we're gonna use those later, probably. Thank you so much. Okay, so now, gentlemen, since we right now talked about doing the heel turns, when you are leading the lady to the heel turn, number one thing you have to do is place her on the foot. Don't start rotation too early. So make sure that you, for example, if we're leading the lady to the nature turn, so make sure that you're getting on the foot. You're finalizing the weight transfer, and only at the end of the first step, you're going to start rotation. Don't start turning right away. So, go, start collection, start rotation, and then go off, right? But make sure that first you place the lady. Don't start turning right away, because a lot of times, lady cannot do the heel turn, because you're starting either to turn hers early, or you didn't place her on the foot and then continue to move with her. Right? So, look, what do we want to do? Can you help me? So, if I'm doing a natural turn, so first of all, I want to make sure that I'm going to get on the foot, so lady will be completely over. Right? So, when I done that, I will make sure that she still doesn't move. Because, see, if I do this, so no matter how hard she tries to do heel turn, she won't be able to. So get her on the foot, get around, and then go. All right? So same thing will be with the reverse turn. Again, I'm getting her on the foot, and then I'm going to turn. On the foot, turn, go. All right? Because a lot of time what happens, you're starting to do this, and the lady falls off balance. Or this happens. Right? I haven't placed her on the foot, and then I continue to move. So, again, place, start moving, and then go. Thank you. Okay? So, now, about the connection, because that's going to be important, right? So, guys, ladies could sometimes complain that they don't have enough space on their left side. That's because you're turning your center away from them, so you're shortening the distance between your right hand and your right shoulder. You want to make sure that right now your center will be turned to them. So see right now, without moving my hand, I'm going to turn my center to the lady, right? So I don't turn my head, I don't turn my arms, so all I do, look, I'm going to rotate my center a bit to them. So that will help me to go more to my left and open more space to the partner. But if you could see, it's an internal rotation, not an external. So look, I turn my center, but not myself, right? And now we want to stay with the left side, not with the right side. So look, if we're going to stay together, so this is what normally happens. See right now? And now she's actually very close to my shoulder. This is what I want to do. No, no, just stay here, right?
Okay.
So I'm going to center more to her. But you see, I don't break my shoulders here, so it's an internal rotation. So now my center looks at her, right? That way we're going to have more space. Right? Now, in order not to have too much pull, make sure that your hand is a bit soft, because as soon as you do this, you're going to have more pressure in the hand. So make sure that this hand is a bit soft, right? Like you have something in between your hand and lays back. Mm-hmm. Okay? Can we try to do some turns? Can we try to do first a reverse turn, then can we try to do a nature turn? And then we're going to go for the gentleman's closed invitus. Okay? So, let's try. Reverse turn first, take the partner. And we're going to go that way.
Right in or feeding the
feta? Just right away into reverse turn. Okay. Whenever you're ready. And slow, quick, quick, almost. But guys, one more time, look. First of all, go forward. Reach your foot. At the end of that step, start rotating around your leg. But see, I'm starting to lead my right side forward, and then I will go. So don't start turning as you go. Start movement, and then rotate at the end of the step, not in the beginning of the step. Right? So first, you need to arrive on your left foot. Think of this. When you have a door, if you have a door, you have a hinge. Hinge could be there on the left or on the right side. If you're doing a reverse turn, lady will be in this case a hinge. But first you need to place her in a position. Right? So look, first I place her in a position. Now she's a hinge on the left side. From here I'm gonna turn around her. Right? But if you're not gonna place her in a position, she's gonna just open and continue to go with you. Because see, if I'm gonna start turning, she's gonna just start opening with me. I need to make sure that she's on the foot. Then she doesn't move, I turn around her. Okay, let's do one more time. You ready? And slow, quick, quick. Okay, almost. Almost. Okay, can we switch partners, please? So everyone have a chance. Switch partners, switch partners, switch partners. Please get a new partner. Let's go that way. Okay. So, ready? Let's go. And slow, quick, quick. Okay, almost. Try again. Ready? And slow, quick, quick. Okay. So now, guys, look. This is where you have to be very sensitive. You don't want to pull lady off her feet when you're going to do your second step. So make sure, look, when you arrived from here, look what I'm going to do. I'm not going to move my left side anywhere. I'm going to move my right side through, brush my foot through position together, get on the foot, make sure that I still connected to the lady, and then take my foot back. So if you could see, I don't actually, on the second step, I don't continue to progress because otherwise I'm going to push my partner. So on the foot, move my foot, and from here, look, as I'm getting on the foot, I'm still going forward, but now I'm turning around my partner and going back, because what I see a lot of times, you're going forward, and then as you go forward, you also move your body, thus not allowing your partner to stay on her feet, right? So look one more time. Can you help me, please? Look, so this is what we don't want to do. Slow, quick, because see, no matter how hard she tries to do her heel turn, she won't be able to. So I want to make sure that I place her on the foot.
Sorry.
Yeah, don't rush yet. So from here, I'm going to place my foot forward. So your feet are together, right?
Yeah.
Yes, and your weight is still on the right foot. Let's do one more time. Make sure that you're collecting as long as possible with your heel.
Okay.
Right? Okay, so on the foot, continue, and then go. That way, she at least will do something that looks like a heel turn, right? Might be not ideal, but your feet will be together. And this is what you're looking for because the rest is not your fault. Right? Your fault is when you're not letting her get on her foot, right? So again, on her foot, don't collect too fast, you have time. It's a slow, so you have two counts here. One, two, three, four.
Don't like that wind back too much.
Well, it's okay, so, right? Yep. And so don't go to the right, go to the left. You have to stay with your left side. You're not leaning back, you're actually leaning to the right, so that's why you're falling. So stay with the left shoulder more. Right? So go. Slow, quick, quick. See? That was much better, right?
Yeah, thank
you. Yeah.
Also says something about, like, for the men, that mm-hmm. they, like, rise more quickly, and that makes her bring her feet together, too. Is that true?
The way we go, so, look, when we're going on the foot, we're going to start, as we collect, we're going to start rising here, right? So,
the quicker rise than the lady does.
Somewhat, because the lady doesn't really rise until the end, because see here, she only rises in her knees, but she doesn't really rise in her feet, where the guys do create
rolling action through her foot, through their foot. But the thing is, it's very minimal. So what I would suggest is just make sure that you're going to get completely over the foot before you're going to start the rotation. Right? And now, ladies, make sure that you stay with your left side because it will be important for your balance. Look, I'll show you a few different things. So look, if I'm doing a heel turn, but I'm going to go to my right, a lot of times I'm going to fall off balance. Do the step first. Don't rush. So get on the foot. Get on the foot first before you start right side. So look, I want to make sure that I'm standing with my left side. Right? Because if I will go to the right too fast, I see I ended up on the gentleman's side. So both of us right now on the left, and we're going to fall this direction. So I want to make sure that to hold counterbalance, as he goes, get me on the foot first. Then we're going to turn. You're starting to turn too early. You're starting to do this.
Well, place you and then step forward.
Yeah, but you need to make sure to place me on the foot. You're starting to rotate first.
Well, I'm trying to place you over here.
I want to move. Go. Now, see, you're already going there. Get on the foot first. You have to go over the foot and then start turning. Go over and start turning. Ready? And over. Now start turning. Because otherwise I cannot get on my foot because you're already turning there. So because you're starting to turn in between instead of on the foot. Okay? Okay. So, but ladies, really, don't cheat because some of you doing this. You need to make sure that you're really dragging your heel here. Right? So look, you go on the back. Heel. I don't want to see the toe at all. Keep dragging the heel because you will need to do this. You need to turn. So the little exercise, it's a little hard to do it in the ballroom shoes. So if you have practice shoes, this is what you have to do. Right? That's where your balance is. Guys, you do the same thing, by the way. It's a little hard on the left. But the point is you have to be able to turn on your foot without falling off balance. Right? So ladies, when you get on the foot, make sure that you still turn on your foot before you transfer the weight. So your transfer the weight have to happen later. Yeah, not that. Look. Get, collect. See, I'm still on the right foot. Still on the right. No weight on the left. I'm only going to transfer weight to the left foot on the next step. So we don't want to transfer weight on the left foot if we're doing reverse turn until the first quick. So slow, quick. Quick. See, I really take my time for the heel turn. Because sometimes you are a bit unconfident in your balance, so you're going to go and collect the foot. I want you to stay there and drag your foot. Right? Guys, same thing. When you're doing your impetus, because I see right now you're not quite doing heel turns, you're like, okay, we're going to place my feet together as close as possible. So look, I'm going to go back. I'm going to really collect the foot, turn on the left foot, then transfer the weight on the right foot, and from here, look, I'm not going to go on the toes yet. I'm going to first start motion, and then we'll start rising. So you see, my level doesn't quite change. So instead of going up and then going back, I'm going to start moving and then going over the foot, right? Do you know how to do this? Right? The walk on the spot, right? So we're not going to do moonwalk yet. So look, we're going to do this. And so here I'm starting to move my center and then go back. So instead of going just up, I'm going to start moving already away, right? So I'm engaging the motion. I don't want to go only up and down. I want to always move somewhere. So look, I'm going back and start moving there instead of just going up. For the waltz, you will have to go up. For the foxtrot, no, because the movement is much more flat. So in the waltz, you will have a rise, and then you will go. All right? But if you see, when I have a rise, I'm not just going vertical. I'm going to continue to move forward first to get over, and then I'll continue to go back. Right? So again, we're not just going up and down. Think of your movement, it should be more like an escalator versus elevator, right? Because elevator goes only up and down, where escalator goes always diagonal, right? So same thing here. And start your motion. Instead of going first up and then already down. Okay? But I want you to first collect your foot all the way through, make a rotation on your foot, then transfer the weight, use the knee, and then go back. Okay, can we try to do the close emphasis? Take the partner, please. Let's try to do it. Take your partner. We're going to do closed emphasis, guys. Why are you always so far, Jenna? Guys, come on. Closer. I barely could see you. So, guys, we're going to go over there. Go into closed emphasis. So you're going backwards line of dance. Okay, so guys, you have left foot free. Ladies, you're going to have right foot free. Swami, you have right foot free. You ready? Let's go. And slow, quick, quick. Gentlemen, I don't want to see any cheating. Collect the heel, not the toe at the end. Alright? Otherwise, I'll force you to stay on one foot. Let's do it again. Ready? Drag the heel. And slow, quick, quick. Okay, not bad. And now, guys, as you do drag the heel, make a rotation still on the foot. Look. Slow. Alright? Use the motion of the collection when you're squeezing your inner thigh to give you that rotation. Alright? So look again. Slow, quick, quick. Alright? Another thing, guys, look. When I'm turning, slow, quick. I'm first going to rotate my bottom and then I'm going to rotate my top. So I don't turn in one almost. Alright? So look. Slow, quick, quick. So I have a slight isolation of my rotation, right? It would be easier for you to do the turn. So I'm going back, I'm collecting my heel. First, I'm going to turn my bottom. Then I'm going to continue to turn my top and I'll go. Right? So look. Slow, quick, quick. Right? Instead of going slow, quick, because that way it would be much harder. Okay? Try again. So first, rotate your bottom to the right and then your top. It's not too much of isolation, but we want to do it, right? Now, left elbow to you. Yes, and then center to her. Okay, ready? And slow, quick, quick. Not bad, not bad at all, right? And now, guys, here, this is the tricky part. You don't want to pull the lady off her foot. That's why when you're starting to move, you need to start first moving your center, not the upper body. Look at the difference. Can you help me, please? Look, when we're going to do impetus, if I would do this, I'm going to pull the lady on me and then she's going to fall. So I want to make sure that we're doing that walk on the spot first and then moving. I need to create space for her. So that's why when I'm standing and I finish my heel turn, instead of moving myself, I will move first my center and then I will go there. So see the difference? So first I create space. I move my center, and then I move my the rest of my body instead of going right away with the upper body. So much, right? So again, we're going to do that walk, and then go there instead of going there right away. Okay, let's try one more time, please. Ready? And slow, quick, quick. Almost. Now, ladies, what are your direction for the impetus? Where are you going? Ladies, where are you going to go? Forward. So first step forward, then. Where are we going? A bit more here. But yes, it's going to go forward, forward. So ladies, you're going to go forward, forward. Then you'll collect your feet and go another step forward, right? So the goal is not to go around the guy. So don't go forward, rotate with him, and then go around. Go forward, brush your foot through position together. Your body will turn with him, but not your feet. Your feet will continue to go forward, right? From here, knees are soft. First, you have to arrive on the foot. Now, you're going to continue to turn your top with him. Feet will turn too, and then you'll go forward. Right? So look one more time. I'm going slow, quick, quick. And you see, I also have isolation. Right? Look one more time. And slow, quick, quick. So my feet will finish turning later than my body. You okay? Okay, so look one more time. Slow, quick, quick. But I really go for my left side. So look, if I'm dancing as a lady, one thing, make sure that this doesn't go back, right? So make sure your spine goes. So look,
I'm going to go left. And slow, quick, and quick. Let's do it one more time. Ready? And slow, quick, quick. Right? Instead of doing this. Slow, quick. So I don't want to go around. I want to go through him because now I'm driving my right side through his side. So look again. I'm going to go forward, forward through him. Then he finishes the rotation and then I'm going to go again through him. Right? So whenever we're going forward or backward, we're driving our side through the partner, not just around. Because see, whenever I'm going around, I'm actually going away. So if I'm going forward, I'm just doing a random step, right? If I'm going forward, I'm going through the partner. If I continue to go forward, I still go through the partner. If I continue to go forward, I still go through the partner. That way it's much easier to keep the connection than if we're going around and away from each other. That way, if you're going around and away, you will have to use your hands to maintain the connection. If you're moving through each other, it will be much easier actually to be less physical. That's another thing that you would do, right? Make sure that your directions are correct. Okay? Now, let's try to go from the very beginning. I want to see those heel turns. All right, so we're going to go feather reverse, feather finish, three step, but I want to make sure that you really spend your time for the heel turns. Okay? From beginning, take partners, please. And really drag your heels, guys. Your life?
Yeah.
Okay. So same thing. 5, 6, 7, 8, slow. Quick, quick, 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 quick. Okay. Ladies, do you know where your heel turns are? And how many we have them? Let's say, how many do we have until the check before we go into the basic weave? Ladies, how many heel turns you have? Reverse, natural, reverse. I haven't seen single one. All right. So, ladies, I need to first of all, if you dance in competition, you have to somewhat remember your routine. Things happen, and the guys most likely in the beginning will be forgetting their routines. That's just nerves, right? But make sure that right now, if you somewhat feel that leading to the heel turn, attempt to do one. Right. So, I need to make sure that you remember your part also, right? Guys, how many heel turns do you have? One on that closed impetus, right? Let's do it one more time. So I want you to see that you're attempting to do your heel turns every single time. Let's try again. And then when we're doing the heel turn, we're collecting only with the heel. No toe, no flat foot, collecting with the heel. Five, six, seven, eight, slow. Quick, quick, 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 slow, quick, quick. Okay? Now, gentlemen, remember, that's still a reverse turn for the lady. You have to do it absolutely the same way as you do the reverse turn there. Right? Because sometimes you're starting just to move through the lady so that she doesn't have a chance to do a heel turn. Right? So when you finished, you did closed impetus, feather finish, reverse turn, and check. Right? Let the lady do the heel turn. Don't just move
through them twice, right? Get them on the foot and get around them. Okay? Because otherwise it was much better right now. Yeah?
We do like a whole reverse turn and then a reverse turn.
Ah, so you do a little extra even. So you do closed impetus, right? Feather finish. Reverse turn. And another reverse turn. So you have four heel turns. So then, so you have four heel turns. So you have three reverse turns.
Yeah.
Ah, so then we have to work even harder. Okay, so let's do one time. So apparently you have four heel turns then, ladies. So gentlemen, make sure that right now, every single time when you need a reverse turn, get the lady on the foot. And then don't continue to move forward, but get around them. Okay? Your step will still go forward, but you should not go forward with your body. You should go forward with your foot where your body turns around, lady. Okay? Now, we're going to try to do it to music. You ready? Six, seven, eight, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, slow. Quick, quick, heel turn. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, heel turn. Heel turn for the gentleman. Quick, quick, heel turn. Heel turn. Slow. Quick, 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 quick. Not bad at all. That was much better. Okay, that was much better. Right? You didn't quite let her do the heel turn. You just went through. You just went through her.
Yeah.
And then the third one.
That was the goal, right?
No, that wasn't the goal. So, when you do the... So, you're the lady. Go back. Ready? So, this is what you don't want to do. You want to make sure that your place... No. Take your time.
Yeah.
Remember, you're doing a heel turn right now, so collect your foot.
Mm-hmm.
Collect your foot. Heel. You collect through the heel. And the heel only. That's it. Collect. And you will have to switch.
Foot.
You will have to
okay.
switch. Yeah. But the point is, see right now, you have to get her on the foot and go. All right? So, guys, that's another thing. When a lady does the heel turn and you know that she has to do the heel turn, right? You have to, after you place, start rising a bit through your foot, right? So don't go on a toe, but look. I'm going to start collecting my foot and rising because I roll. Slow. So that makes her to collect her foot, right? Because if you're just going to go through, she's not going to do it, right? So slow, quick, quick. And make sure that your head stays more to the left so that'll be easier, okay? Okay. So, that was much better overall, right? Now, I want to see a bit more presentation because everyone could dance to music, right? I want to see a bit more for everyone. I know that you're thinking about your steps and about certain technique, but I want to see some presentation too, right? So, ladies, head to the left, right? So, nose is going to be looking somewhere at your wrist, right? And your ear is going to be looking to your elbow. So that's where you should be, right? So we're looking somewhere on diagonal, not quite at the ceiling yet, but a little bit diagonal, right? Guys, I want you to make sure that you're looking straight forward, right? So no down or at the partner, okay? So that's number one. Number two, let's work a bit more on the swing and the sway, right? So when you're doing the feather, because right now here, pretty much every single step, we're going to be switching the every single figure. We're switching. So if I do preparation step, where would I swing? To the right, so right side, right? Feather, left, reverse, right, feather finish, left, three step, right, nature turn, left, closed impetus, right, feather finish, left, reverse turn again, right, right? So I want to see one leading side every single step. It might be minimal, like for example, when we do reverse turn, or nature turn, or closed impetus, figures like feather or three step or feather finish, it has to be a major swing. But I want to see one of the leading side. Now, when we're leading the side, we're not taking another back. Instead of that, I'm going to leave my right side alone if I do a feather, and I will lead my left side forward instead of doing opposite and taking my right side back. Right? So you see, if I do preparation step, I will move my left side forward. right side, left side, right side, left side. So I constantly have one of the side leading. And I want to peak at that swing on about second step. So it's going to be your first quick. So if I do slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick. Right? So I don't want to do it on the slow, but I don't want to be late on the first quick either. Okay? Do you have questions how to do it? Can we try to do it? So, everyone, chin up, shoulders down. We're looking at eye level. We're not looking at the partner. We're not looking anywhere else, or especially on the floor. Okay? Let's try it. Take partner, please. So, gentlemen, swinging, in this case right now, will be majority your responsibility. Ladies, I just want to make sure that you're not preventing gentlemen from doing this. Okay? Take partner. Five, six, seven, eight, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, left side. And right side. And left side. And right side. Left side. Right side. Left side. Right side. Left side. Right side. And check. There's nothing here. Okay. Let's do it one more time. So guys, look, it's not so much about the rotation as about actual swing. Look at the difference because, Annie, can you help me please? Look guys, when we do it, because I see right now a lot of rotation and I want to see a bit more swing. So like if we're just going to do simply, right? We did preparation step. So I don't want to see so much rotation because this is what I saw. I didn't see so much swing as I saw you turning your sides. I want to see that one of the sides just goes forward more. So, feather, reverse, feather finish, three-step, natural turn, your closed impetus, reverse, and again, your feather finish. So, side going to go just forward more, but not just rotating. Okay? And for some reason you're doing this. Make sure you're closing here. For some reason you're opening. Okay? Let's try one time. So, think of this. Guys, if I'm going to do preparation step, instead of taking my left side back, I'm going to send my right side more forward. Imagine if you're standing next to the wall. So when I'm doing preparation step, it's pretty much impossible for me to take my left side back, but it is possible for me to send my right side forward. So same thing when I do the feather, instead of taking my right side back, I'm going to send my left side forward. So see the difference? But it's not that I'm just going to take this, but look what I'm doing. I'm keeping this as my hinge, and I'm leading this side forward. Now guys, as you lead, for example, feather finish, as you're leading your left side forward, don't go yourself on the right side because something happens like this. All right? I want to make sure that you're still going for your left wrist. All right? So look. And I'm still going here instead of here. Okay? Now, feathers you're usually doing much better. Feather finish, you are going flat instead of leading with the left side. So look, on the feather finish, you have two rotations. So first, you're going to be rotating to the left because you're opening the side to the left. Second, you're going to be rotating to the right because you're going outside partner. I only see rotation to the left. I see left, left, and then straight instead of left, left, right. Right, so see there is an inner rotation because I'm going outside partner, so I want to go to my left side. Instead of that, I see left, left, square. Mm-hmm. So you have a CBM there, so I want to make sure that you're doing the same thing as you did in the feather. On the feather, it's just simply because you're going straight. Here, you need to make sure that you're starting to turn the opposite direction at the right time. So you did left, left, and here, as you're going to go with the right foot, you need to rotate actually your right side to the partner and go with the left side forward more. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So look, what you normally do, and the feather finish, you're doing left, left, straight. See, it's kind of hard to do swing because I just did a rotation. So I want to make sure that I am doing a rotation first, but then, oh, sorry, that's the wrong time. Ready? And, but then I'm going to do the swing. Right? Thanks so much. Do you see what's happening? Right? Okay, let's try it one more time. Take the partner, please. Five, six, seven, eight, one, two, three, four, five, six. A left wrist, slow, quick turning left, and then turning right, and slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow, going for the left, quick, quick, don't turn too much, go with the left side, quick, quick, slow. Okay, that was much better, guys. What's up?
Nothing.
No? Okay. No. Does everything work?
I think so.
Okay. So, look, guys, it was better, but it was not enough right now. You're still going very, very square. Let's do this right now. Can we go just and do a feather finish all together with partners? All right? And what I want you to do, I want you to freeze between your feet, between quick and quick. So I want you to do this. Slow, quick, quick. And freeze here temporary. Okay? Try not to fall. Let's try. Take the partner, please. We're going straight into the feather finish. So we're going to go back to the line of dance. Back to the line of dance. So you're going to go with the right foot back. Okay? Ready? Yeah, you're good, 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 good. You're going to go with the right foot back. Left to you. Right foot back. We're going with feather finish.
Okay.
So we finish reverse turn. We're going feather finish. You're going right foot back. And you're going with left foot forward.
Okay?
You ready? Don't forget to freeze between quick and quick. So guys, you have to have two toes. Okay, ready? And slow, quick, freeze. Now check your position. Majority of you are actually in square. So guys, look to your left wrist. If someone has a watch, go for the watch. Watch, Philip. Yes. Okay? Left, left wrist. Left wrist. That's it. Right? Here. So and then nose going for there. Okay? So, foot a bit further and then swing, right? Go for the, here, that's it, right? So, back foot is not so much turned out. Yeah, that's it. From here, now, you don't really look for the left, but see right now, I want you to go for the left side.
Okay.
So, it's like, it's just like you're orienteer, but it doesn't mean you're actually looking here. You're
okay.
Looking straight.
Okay.
But you have to make sure that you're swinging that left side. But look here, this way, right? What happened? Why are you going to freeze? One more time, guys. I'm sorry. Let's do one more time. So see the goal, guys. Look again. You're starting first to turn left. You go in left, left. Now from here, you have to go forward, but now you have to turn right. Right. Right? So look, I'm going left, left, right. Because I want to create a swing and I want to go outside partner. Otherwise, you go in left, left. You are going outside partner, but not correctly because your body is square instead of in the CBM position. And then I want to see also swing instead of flat body. Okay? Let's do one more time. Okay? You ready? Let's go. And slow, quick, quick. For the left. Turn your body more, please. That's it. Much better. No, left side forward. Left side forward. And look to the left.
The other left.
Yeah, the other left side. And then looking here. That's it.
Okay.
And now lift your left side higher. Yeah, no, the arm. Side. Then your arm is perfect. Your side higher. No, your side. Pick this part up. Pick it up. That's it. Shoulder down. That's it. And now look more here. That's it. Right? Now pick up the arm. That's it. Good. That's much better. I'm sorry, Philip. That's it. Okay? No. Great, but swing your side. Swing your side. That's it. And now look in here. Okay. Right? Because see right now, this is good, but not good enough. This okay. is better. Right? Okay. That's it. Okay, guys. You get the idea? So see, you have to have the same position at the end of the feather finish as you have at the end of the feather. Because see, when you do feather, it's kind of natural. You're going slow, quick, quick. Right? But because you're here, you go in a straight line. When you go on feather finish, or for example, you're going to have same thing at the basic whip ending. Right? When you did slow, quick, 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 quick. You want to have the same ending as you had in your feather. But the problem is before you were turning a different direction. So you were turning to the left. Now you need to change and start turning to the right. And as you start turning to the right, create a swing. Now, just very quickly, this is for general information. Right now, we have to kind of fake that swing. Because right now, I'm just asking you to leave the side just to create an impression that you know what swing is about, right? Later on, you have to understand your swing is not going to come from your arms or your side, but actually going to start from the floor, right? So you're going to use your feet. You're going to use your ankles. And think of like a ripple, right? You know what's ripple? So if we're going here, so if I'm doing the wave, I'm going to start from the head and finish on my toes, right? I cannot do the head and all of a sudden it's my toes, right? Because that was missing. So I want to make sure that it goes all the way through, right? So same thing with the swing. I don't want to just go all of a sudden, where did it came from? So I want to make sure that it starts from the floor, from my body. So see, I actually use my feet, my knees, my hip, my side, and then it goes all the way through. Then it looks actually authentic. If I'm just going here, I'm creating the impression that I know what it has to be about, but I'm not actually doing it right. But again, this is start. So I would rather have this than just square. Later on, I want to make sure that you're creating the swing through your feet, your legs, your body, and then already showing it with the arms. Okay? So ladies, right now, I'm not really talking about your swing because if the guys don't do it, you're not going to be able to help. So I just want you to make sure that you're not stopping them from doing this, right? So make sure that your body is free and you're rotating it with them. Okay? Okay, let's do one more time that part and we'll have to move to Latin. Now, you still have to remember your heel turns, right? And gentlemen, remember your swing, please. Six, seven, eight, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, left side. Look for the left. Slow, quick, quick. Don't forget your heel turns. Slow. And heel turn. Heel turn. Don't rush, guys. Heel turn. Slow, quick. Another heel turn. And check. Quick, 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 left side. That was better. Right? Okay. Just guys, look. That was much better. Can you hold up for this? Guys, just look for one thing. I'll try to dance myself. Look where my head relative to my shoulders will be. I will first show you how you do in feather finish sometimes. You're doing this. See where my head is pointed? This is where I'm going to go. This is what I want to do. See, I kind of have two different angles. See, my head actually goes to my left side. I don't want to overdo it, but I want to make sure that I'm going to my left. Right? Now, this is the amount that of the swing you want to do. You want to make sure that you continue to do it. And, right? So, it's not just you're done, but it's a process, right? So, don't just go quick, quick. Quick, quick. Okay? Okay. Let's do some Latin.
Yep. Oh. Glad you stand there.